Take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
CannabisRadio.com presents The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hey, this is great, man.
Well, on the earth.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Tuesday, September 20th, 2016, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the show, and sorry I missed you yesterday, but I was flying back all Monday from Boston to Portland. I'm just returned from the Boston Freedom Rally, the 27th annual edition of the meeting on the Boston Common, where we all celebrate our cannabis liberty. And we got lots of great audio to bring to you today from that Boston Freedom Rally. Coming up on the show, I had a chance to run into, well, not literally run into because I'd have been flattened, but I got to run into former NFL tight end Boo Williams. He played on the New Orleans Saints from 2001 through 2007, I believe. His first year, he even played alongside Ricky Williams, and I got a chance to talk to him about marijuana and the NFL. Great little chat backstage. He's got a new product line as well that he's going to tell you all about, so stay tuned for that coming up at the end of our first hour in our High on Sports segment. Also on the show today, we continue our look at Marijuana Election Night 2016, our live six-hour coverage coming to you on November 8th from Los Angeles, and we are previewing all of the states that are voting on various marijuana reforms. Joining us today, we have Jeff Krause. He's the treasurer of the Yes on 182 campaign. That's medical marijuana in Montana, where they're fighting to restore their medical marijuana program to some semblance of working order, something that could actually help patients. We'll also ask Jeff about the fallout over the past 20 days as the medical marijuana restrictions have gone into effect in Montana. Repeal light, we call it, and we'll see how that's affecting patients and caregivers there in Big Sky Country. That's coming up at half past in the first hour. Also on the show today, like I mentioned, I just got back from Boston Freedom Rally. So today in Activist Agenda, right after our safety briefing, you'll get to hear my main speech from the gazebo stage, where I talked about how passing question four, even legalizing just 1 ounce, changes everything. We've also got a behind the headlines segment to bring you today, where the National Institutes on Drug Abuse is actually backing off of the claim that smoking pot leads to lower IQs in teenagers. It's some amazing stuff that's kind of flying under the radar, but it's got to be giving Kevin Sabet some indigestion, so I want to bring it all to your attention. That, of course, all comes after we start the cannabis radio news. That's right after our first break here. And in the headlines today, we've got two polls from Colorado and Oregon to look at on how people think legalization is unfolding in these states. We've got a court in Florida refusing to prosecute a woman who was busted for cannabis plants. We'll tell you why. We've got the hopes for medical marijuana in Missouri coming to an end today, thanks to a judge's decision that leaves us heartbroken here at Cannabis Radio. We've also got new donations to tell you about, both for legalization of marijuana and against medical marijuana. We'll tell you who and how much. And we've got two stoner icons in the news, Tommy Chong asking the White House for a pardon, and Willie Nelson getting the governor of Virginia in trouble. That's all coming up here in the first hour of the Russ Belville Show. And then in hour two, it's Toker Talk Radio, where the phone lines are open at 650-LEGAL-MJ. We've got more from Boston Freedom Rally with Dick Evans and Mike Connolly on question four. We've got Mike Cann and Chris Goldstein on stage. Great to see Chris back at Freedom Rally. And my radical rant on Terrence Crutcher, the latest victim of drug war-fueled American racism. It's all coming up in the next 2 hours, live from Portland, Oregon, on The Russ Belville Show.
This is The Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
earn your PhD in THC monetization with CannabisRadio.com. Don't be late.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seed, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com, the National Wildlife Refuge for Marijuana Unicorns.
New beginner guitars and banjos are often constructed much better than ones built before your time. Why struggle? Get a new instrument or fix the old one. The trusted professionals at the Fingerboard Extension will evaluate your instrument for free. Repairs are priced for people who work for a living. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today, or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
It's time for the Cannabis Radio News. Covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Cannabis Radio News is now available exclusively at CannabisRadio.com. Now your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds. This is Cannabis Radio News.
This is your Cannabis Radio News for Tuesday, September 20, 2016. Residents of two states that have legalized marijuana support it more now than when they legalized it. In a Colorado poll sponsored by Marijuana Policy Project and conducted by Public Policy Polling, 61% of voters felt that the economic impact of legalization has been positive for the state. The Denver Post reports that in the poll, only 36% of voters would vote to repeal marijuana legalization, and just 39% said legalization has been bad for Colorado, compared to the roughly 45% of voters who opposed Amendment 64 in 2012. In Oregon, DHM Research produced a poll showing that 61% of voters felt legalization had a positive impact on the state. The Oregonian also reports that the poll found 60% of statewide voters oppose bans on recreational marijuana sales. Oregon legalized marijuana in 2014 with 56% of the vote, the greatest electoral support for a statewide marijuana legalization measure so far. A Florida court reached a not guilty verdict Friday in the case of a woman who uses medical marijuana. WFLX reports that 54-year-old Bridget Kerouac was facing charges of growing 20 cannabis plants in her home, a felony that could have resulted in serious prison time. Kerouac suffers from numerous chronic pain conditions and was a legal medical marijuana patient in her home state of Maine before she moved to Hobie Sound, a small town in Martin County, Florida. TCPalm.com reports that police had followed Kerouac after she visited a hydroponics store, then secured a search warrant to find the medical garden in her home. Kerouac's attorney, Michael Minardi, refused all plea agreements that would have branded his client a felon and instead mounted a medical necessity defense for the jury. Kerouac is free from the charges, but not free to grow her cannabis, prompting Minardi to join with Kerouac in promoting the passage of Amendment 2, the medical marijuana legalization, on the Florida ballot. Hopes for a judicial reprieve for medical marijuana in Missouri ended today. According to sources with the New Approach Missouri campaign, their appeal regarding disqualified signatures was rejected by a judge. While the campaign submitted over 285,000 signatures, Missouri law requires at least 8% of signatures to come from 6 out of 8 of their congressional districts to prevent gathering signatures only at the urban centers of the state. The Riverfront Times reports that the Secretary of State rejected more than 10,000 signatures from the state's second second congressional district, leaving the campaign 2,242 signatures short. The campaign was then able to show that 2,219 of those signatures were actually valid, leaving them a mere 23 signatures short of placing medical marijuana on the ballot this election. New Approach Missouri raised over $1.3 million for the 2016 campaign to legalize medical marijuana. The Dr. Bronner's Company, famous for their line of hemp-based soaps, has donated $660,000 to the campaigns to legalize marijuana in five states. The Cannabist reports that the company will work with the campaigns in California, Arizona, Nevada, Massachusetts, and Maine, saying in a statement that their pledged donations will help to, quote, end the racist, outdated policy of cannabis prohibition that shreds productive citizens' lives and families for no good reason, end quote. Meanwhile, in Nevada, casino billionaire Sheldon Adelson has donated $1 million to the campaign opposing medical marijuana in Florida. The St. Augustine Times reports that Adelson had donated $5.5 million of his fortune to successfully defeat Florida medical marijuana in the 2014 election. Adelson's wife, Miriam, is a rehab doctor who has helped found drug treatment centers in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Tel Aviv, Israel. Stoner icon Tommy Chong wants to be the latest marijuana criminal to be pardoned by President Obama. The Washington Post reports that President Obama has commuted the sentences of 673 offenders and pardoned 70 more. Now Tommy Chong is pushing a White House online petition to encourage Obama to pardon Chong for his 2003 conviction for selling bongs over the internet. The Pardon Tommy Chong petition needs another 83,000 signatures by Sunday to garner an official White House response. Another stoner icon, Willie Nelson, has gotten the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, in some hot water. McAuliffe visited Nelson on his bus, the Honeysuckle Rose, and posed for a picture clearly showing a can of Willie's Reserve marijuana sitting between the two. This has been your Cannabis Radio News for Tuesday, September 20th, 2016. I'm Russ Belville.
Forwarding the cause of legalization and research of the growing cannabis industry, one podcast at a time. The Cannabis Radio Network.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolut, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
This is Dan Michaels from danmichaelsaudio.com, and you're listening to Radical Russ on cannabisradio.com.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
The world of cannabis is evolving at a frenetic pace. The Russ Belville Show gets behind the headlines to take a deeper look at breaking news in our Cannabis Focus.
Today we take a look at a piece written on drugabuse.gov, and it's entitled Study Questions Role for Marijuana in Teen Users' IQ Decline. Now, this is the website of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, and keep in mind that for years we've been hearing from prohibitionists and people at NIDA that the use of marijuana by teenagers is going to cause them permanent cognitive deficits. Kevin Sabet and his cronies like to point to a Dunedin, New Zealand study that showed an 8-point loss in IQ by middle age among those who had started using marijuana often in their teenage years. This has been a repeated smear of cannabis that we've heard from the prohibitionists for quite a while now. But this latest study being reported on by NIDA seems to walk that back a bit, you might say. Now, this isn't the King's College London study or the University of London study that was on twins that showed how one twin didn't suffer when he wasn't a pot smoker versus the one who was a pot smoker. This is some continuation on that same idea. This was a recent study that was sponsored by NIDA, National Institutes of Drug Abuse, and the National Institutes of Mental Health. And they found what they were looking at were two studies, long-term studies of twins. One is funded by the National Institutes on Mental Health. It's the Risk Factors for Antisocial Behavior Study from Southern California. That studied 789 children. How you get 789, an odd number, when you're doing a study on twins, I don't know. And another study, National Institutes of Drug Abuse funded, the Minnesota Twin Family Study. This one's 2,277 children. Again, I don't know how you get an odd number with twins, but okay. And they used IQ scales at age 9 to 12 before they'd ever used pot. Then they followed them up at age 17 to 20. And then self-reports at three-year intervals. Now, what they found is about 42% of the kids used marijuana at least once in the decade between the two IQ tests. And those teens lost IQ points compared with their non-using peers. They also fell behind on the information section and four other subtests called block design, matrix reasoning, picture arrangement, and similarities. On those tests, marijuana users were no different. So it was just on two parts of this test. But what they found were the two subtests were those that measure knowledge acquired through experience and learning. And they found that the pot users had a lower score. But here's where the study gets interesting, is that they couldn't find the fact that the marijuana caused that. And in fact, according to this this NIDA write-up says, the drug appeared not to be the culprit. The drug appeared not to be the culprit. And what they found here is they were going on three hypotheses. One, that if this were true, if marijuana use caused these teenagers to lose IQ points, then number one, the marijuana use should come before the IQ drop. Number two, the more you use marijuana, the greater your IQ should drop. And number three, if you got a twin, the one who's smoking pot ought to do a whole lot worse than the other twin. So according to this, when the researchers examined the first hypothesis, the idea that the pot use should come before the IQ drop, they found that the children who'd start using marijuana during their teens had IQ scores on par with future abstainers. But contrary to the hypothesis, the future users already showed that IQ disadvantage at ages 11 to 12. That is, the IQ drops were already visible before they had begun smoking any pot. For the second part, the more pot you smoke, the greater decline you should have. They found the twin studies didn't bear that out. They compared the participants who used 30 times or daily, at least 30 times a month for 6 months, to those who had used fewer than 30 times. Both of them had the same level of drop. The people that smoked a little bit of pot versus the people who smoked a lot of pot, same drop. So it didn't suggest that there was a dose-dependent relationship. And the third hypothesis, the idea that one of the twins, if they're a pot smoker, ought to do a lot worse than the other twin, that didn't happen either. What they found was that the twins who were discordant for marijuana use, that is, one was a user, one wasn't, had parallel IQ trajectories. This finding suggests, this is NIDA's write-up, this finding suggests that the twins' IQ was affected by factors that twins share in their genes or family background rather than factors in which they differed, for example, drug use. They suggest that the family environment and their genetic environment leads to both their use of marijuana and the lower IQ. Not necessarily that the marijuana caused the lower IQ. Now, this is from National Institutes of Drug Abuse,
and it completely pokes a hole in all of Kevin Sabet's fear-mongering that you're going to lose 8 points IQ if you smoke pot.
Is it getting chilly in here, or are you wearing an anatomically correct bra?
Oh, I miss Phil Hartman. Happy 420 to all our friends in the Mountain Time Zone, including you, dear listener, in Orem, Utah. I know you're listening in Utah. We're going to get it legal there, too. This might take us a little longer. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got my speech from the Boston Freedom Rally for you. Yes, on question four.
Next to THC and CBD, you can now add CBR to your cannabis vernacular. CBR as in cannabisradio.com.
Dr. Dabber, hurry! Its temperature is shooting past 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. It's burning up.
I'm afraid for this little guy, it's just too late.
What caused the problem?
Only Dr. Dabber can maintain the perfect temperature for a smooth-tasting, slower burn. This standard vaporizer lost all of its health benefits, sending it up in smoke.
So you're telling me that most vapor pens burn so hot they produce smoke, not vapor?
Correct! Keep away from those standard vaporizer pens and turn to Dr. Dabber. Doctor's orders.
Less heat? More flavor.
Tommy Chong Show on Cannabis Radio. You know, about this podcast, what I really want to do from now on is to solve world problems. I feel like my job is to calm everybody down and focus on how we can save this planet.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
I beat China all the time.
Okay. Maybe you're high, too.
Marijuana legalization is a worldwide phenomenon. Get yourself positioned for the global cannabis marketplace by attending the International Cannabis Business Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You'll learn from established cannabis professionals, elected officials, and internationally recognized marijuana law reform activists. You'll also enjoy the ICBC's famous VIP party featuring ICBC special guest speaker and Canadian native Tommy Chong. The ICBC is happening in Vancouver on Thursday and Friday, October 13th and 14th at the Hyatt Regency. Log on to internationalcbc.com today to reserve your tickets. That's internationalcbc.com, and bookmark our page for the next ICBCs taking place in Berlin, Germany, and San Francisco, California. Don't miss the International Cannabis Business Conference, internationalcbc.com.
Activism begins with ACT. The Russ Belville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
Here's my speech from the gazebo stage Sunday at the Boston Freedom Rally.
All right. Without any further ado, I'm going to bring up our next dude. This guy has been an activist, a speaker, radio personality. He's known as Radical Russ. Or Radical Russ, I'm sorry. Give him some love, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Radical Russ!
Thank you so much. Hello, Boston Freedom Rally. My name is Radical Russ Belville. I'm from Portland, Oregon, where marijuana is legal. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm so excited for you guys to get the chance to vote yes on question four to get your own legal marijuana. But you know, some people out there don't think it's legal enough. They're like, it's only an ounce. Tell me a few plants, that's not enough. Let me tell you, from experience, everything changes when you legalize an ounce of marijuana. First thing that happens is they retire the pot-sniffing drug dogs. They have to retire these dogs because once marijuana is legal, sniffing marijuana doesn't mean there's a crime. They can't smell the difference between a gram and a pound. So they get rid of the drug dogs. They get rid of all these excuses cops get to use to abuse your rights. Oh, I smell marijuana. Oh, I see some flakes of weed on your shirt. Oh, you've got a high times in your on your coffee table. All these excuses they use to abuse your rights go away. And this means that we see a significant reduction in marijuana arrests, and not just for what you legalize. In the state of Colorado, after they legalized, there was an 80% reduction from the year before legalization to the year after legalization in all marijuana charges. Not just the less than an ounce, not just the less than six plants, but all of them. For people that were trafficking pounds, people that were growing dozens and dozens of plants, those charges went away. Four out of five charges went away because all that probable cause trick they get to use went away. All the easy tricks the cops get to use went away. In Washington State, the reduction was 63%, and that's because Washington State doesn't have home grow. But still, almost two out of three arrests went away for all marijuana crimes just by legalizing an ounce. In the state of Oregon, we do not have a marijuana possession felony. You can have 6 pounds in your car and it's just a misdemeanor. We recently had a story of a man that was caught with over 200 plants in his backyard. The cops showed up, took 196 of them, and left him the 4 plants he's allowed to legally have. No charges, no arrests. Just, "I'm sorry, sir, that's too many plants. We're gonna take the excess. Have a nice day." That's how much legalization can change your world. But from my perspective, the number one thing, I mean, they talk about we bring in tens and 20 and $30 million in tax revenue per month. They talk about how many jobs we've created. They talk about how there's this economic boom in all the legalization states. To me, as a marijuana consumer for the past 20, 21, 26 years, the number one thing to me about Oregon legalizing marijuana is the price crashes. How much you folks spend in here, allegedly, hypothetically, for a half ounce of top shelf cannabis? How much? Yeah, a lot of money, right? Boston, pretty spending, trying to buy yourself top shelf. The other day I went and bought Durban Poison, 23.12% THC, half ounce, $75 for a half ounce. $75 for a half ounce of the best quality, top of the world cannabis you can buy, $75. And that was with the taxes. That's with taxes included. So not only did I get the best possible price on cannabis, but I also did some good for the community by my tax money helping out the schools, helping out the rest of the government. This is what legalization can do for you, and you've got this opportunity with question 4 to pass it. And don't think that it's a slam dunk. It's gonna be tough here in Massachusetts. We need every single vote we can get, because while I'm enjoying legal cannabis in the state of Oregon after 2014, in 2012 we had it on the ballot and we lost. We lost in 2012 while Washington and Colorado passed it. And there was no worse feeling in the world than the next day knowing that the people in the state right next to me were legal and I was still a criminal. Don't let Maine pass their legalization and leave Massachusetts in the dust. I don't want to see you guys having to drive all the way to Portland or to Bangor or wherever the hell you're going to be able to get your legal weed in Maine. Let's legalize it right here in Massachusetts. What do you say? Vote yes on question 4, right? I'm Radical Russ Belville. I'm with CannabisRadio.com. And on election night, we're going to have live coverage. Did you know there's 9 states voting on marijuana reform? 9 states. 5 for legalization: California, Massachusetts, Maine, Arizona, and Nevada. 4 for medical marijuana: Florida, Arkansas, North Dakota, and Montana. I'm going to have coverage of all 9 of them. 6 hours of coverage starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Election Day. CannabisRadio.com, all live. Live reporters from every state will be the first to tell you who legalizes and when. And I hope I get to say that question 4 passed in Massachusetts. I'm Radical Russ, Cannabis Radio. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Have a good Freedom Rally and a happy Stony Sunday, everybody.
Great time at the Boston Freedom Rally, and this time for the gazebo, they actually set up a real stage. Those of you who've been to the Freedom Rally in years past know the gazebo as this permanent structure there in the Boston Common, and it's kind of got some stairs and some columns, and it's not really amenable to speakers and bands. Well, they changed that. They changed that now, and they put a real stage in front of it, so it was a lot of fun to be able to speak on that for the first time. All right, stay tuned. We've got more in our Marijuana Election Night 2016 previews coming up for you. We're going to speak with Jeff Krause out in Montana. He's the treasurer of the Yes on 182 campaign to restore Montana medical marijuana. That's coming up next.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Keep your cannabis cravings under control. Feed your mind with CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 1920s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
I opted for convenience to use my personal email account.
Okay, maybe you're high too.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
You're listening to Cannabis Radio News' exclusive coverage of Vote 2016, The Path to Cannabis Freedom, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Time for us to take another look at the upcoming Marijuana Election Night 2016. And joining us to discuss it, we've got Jeff Krause. He's the treasurer of the Yes on 182 campaign in the great state of Montana. Jeff, welcome to the show. Hello, Jeff. Do we have you there? Jeff, do we have you? Can you hear us okay? Somehow we're not able to get Jeff on the line. Let me see if I've got a problem in our connection that I can quickly fix. How about now, Jeff? Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you.
Oh, there we go. Just had to find the right button to push, and it's all there. Glad to have you here. Thanks for being here on short notice. We appreciate it, and we're really interested in what's going on in the state of Montana. Let's fill folks in on what's been happening. I mean, Montana passed medical marijuana, and it grew into a program with 30,000 or so patients and a whole thousands of caregivers taking care of them, but it's all gone to hell since then. Can you fill folks in on Initiative 182 and the problem it's trying to solve?
Yes, I can do that. So in 2004, right, 12 years ago now, 64% of Montana voters passed an initiative, I-148, creating the medical marijuana program in the state of Montana. And in 2011, the Montana legislature passed essentially what amounts to prohibition again. It was designed to make medical marijuana fail. Essentially what it says is, you have the opportunity, sick person, to grow your own plants. And, or maybe the person that takes care of you can grow some plants for you. And having had cancer, I can tell you, I couldn't eat raw fruit, much less get my hands in dirt and grow marijuana for myself. I couldn't had to be helped to the bathroom, you know. So, you know, it's like telling people you got to grow your own moldy bread and make your own penicillin. That's essentially what 423 did. It's de facto prohibition, and when it went into effect August 31st, it made criminals out of 12,000 sick people. So.
Yeah.
In 58 days, we got this I-182 qualified for the ballot. It reverses almost everything that 423 did, and yet at the same time, I think it does two things. It broadens some of the reasons, particularly access for veterans and people suffering from PTSD. But it also provides a lot of accountability in that it allows for product testing in a certified lab, and it creates licensing fees, and then it requires providers to have licenses and receive yearly inspections. So it puts some additional sideboards on the medical marijuana program, and I have to say that, you know, it got a little crazy up here after medical marijuana was approved, and we had cannabis caravans, and I think it did get a little crazy. I was the mayor of Bozeman at the time, and we were trying to figure out what to do about this to try to make sure it was a responsible medical marijuana program and not turn into Little Amsterdam, and we did a very successful job of it. I think a lot of the what's going on is coming out of Bozeman because it was so successful here. And what people found, of course, is that they knew sick people who got relief. Either, you know, it was their parents who had cancer or something, you know, some chronic pain that got relief, or it was someone they knew, or it was them themselves that found relief. And, you know, and of course, I think many Montanans see how ridiculous this new law is, and we're hoping to get it passed come November.
Well, that's good news. That issue here, of course, is the Montana Medical Marijuana Program, which had evolved through caregiving to create storefront dispensaries, which for many people, like you mentioned, someone who's suffering from cancer doesn't have the energy necessary to be able to cultivate plants, harvest them, cure them, trim them, all of that. So dispensaries had kind of come into existence, and this brought the ire of the legislature that thought that wasn't, you know, storefront sales of marijuana wasn't something that was supposed to be part of medical marijuana. Now, you had a chance to overturn this with an initiated veto referendum, but it failed. Can you explain why that failed, and why or why not that's a problem for passing this initiative 182?
Well, I don't remember that. What I remember is we tried to get it, we tried to get the Supreme Court to overturn the law, claiming that what it said it was doing wasn't what it was doing. It was really reversing the initiative, not going in and making so many changes that the original initiative wasn't effective anymore, and the Supreme Court, only the Supreme Court justice from Bozeman is the only one that disagreed that it was okay, and so we lost in court, and I think that that was our last throw. This is the initiative to overturn 423, and it's it's got a lot of support from different legislators and me, the former mayor of Bozeman, three-time mayor of Bozeman, current commissioner. And I think, you know, we see that people understand why this is good for sick people, and they don't want to make criminals of sick people. And I think that there's a disconnect between the legislature and the people of Bozeman on this subject. And having gone to the legislature and testified, look, I was the program that we passed at the city council was pretty tough. We limited the number of shops, providers. We sort of by population. We use zoning laws to put them only in manufacturing zones and not in entryway corridors, kept them from schools. We didn't allow medical marijuana smoking in public or in public places or bars or anything like that. So, we put a lot of controls in place, and then we have a robust off-site advertising. So there's not a lot of billboards in Bozeman, in fact, almost none. And so, we didn't see medical marijuana dispensary advertising the way maybe some other cities did, but we controlled it. And as a result, it became a program that people learned they could live with, and they also found out that it helps people. And so we have a lot of support for this initiative in this area. And it's not just coming from the big college here at Montana State University. It's, all of us boomer, baby boomers and everyone else who thought it's about time. We all know, I think, that if you're growing three plants at a time, you're never going to be able to do the kind of scientific design and discovery that allows for some of the products that have come on the market that treat epilepsy or MS or, the Parkinson's, some of the stuff that's come out that you've seen in Colorado, right, that really is working on any number of diseases. I don't think it's a stretch to say that voters have seen how it can work, and that it won't be abused as much as alcohol or tobacco or fast food or you name it, opioids or anything else. It's no more subject to abuse than any of that. So I think they get it, and it's just up to us to make the case. We have some opposition. They put up a bunch of billboards, no pot shops, I think you see all around. And they are well-funded by one auto dealer, and so we have to be aggressive in getting the word out here in Montana.
So the just to be clear, we're speaking with Jeff Krause, the former mayor of Bozeman and the treasurer of the Yes on 182 campaign in Montana. So you saying that the considerations that you put into the program in Bozeman have been adopted by Initiative 182?
No, they haven't been, but it's just what worked here. And this idea that you have to have draconian, essentially prohibition, that was proposed by 423 to make this work for the dispensaries and for the patients is ridiculous. You don't have to have those controls.
Gotcha.
You can put a series of moderate controls in that really does work for people who are uninterested in this product, and yet it also works for the dispensaries and it works for the patients as well.
So this, it would appear then the idea is that with medical marijuana as it initially unfolded in Montana, it may have swung a little too far to the liberal side, using that in the classic sense of being free and open. Then with 423, yeah, swung too far back to the conservative side in the sense of being too restrictive. And now with 182, we might have the Goldilocks solution of medical marijuana being just right in Montana?
I believe so. I think I really believe in this initiative, and I wouldn't be putting my name on every sign and advertisement that goes up if I didn't. But more importantly, I believe that sick people get help from this product. And I was as cynical as anybody else, thinking there'd be a whole lot of people on the ski hill, 18 to 23, with chronic headaches, And we had a series of charrettes, a series of meetings while we were working on our laws in Bozeman, and I met dozens and dozens of people and heard dozens of other stories about other people who were sick and got help from these products. And you just can't ignore that kind of anecdotal evidence. So now I think Montanans either know somebody that's been helped or know a number of people that have been helped, or they've been helped themselves, and they're ready to reject what the legislature served up to us.
Well, let's hope so. We'll be bringing the coverage on Marijuana Election Night 2016 live here on CannabisRadio.com, and we hope to report that Montana's Initiative 182 passes with flying colors. Jeff Krause, before we let you go, could you give our listeners some resources, online, contacts, Facebook, anything like that they could use to help support the campaign?
Well, yes, just go to Yes on 182, and let's see, I think that's the best way to go. It's on Facebook, and of course it's on, all you got to do is Google Yes on 182, and you'll find us there. So we have plenty of information and other people there, information and ways to get excited about this. That's the best thing I can tell you.
All right, folks, it's Yes on 182 on Facebook, also at Yes on 182 on Twitter. Jeff Krause is the treasurer of the organization fighting to bring a sensible medical marijuana program back to the state of Montana. Jeff, we thank you for your time, and good luck in the election.
Think about the patients.
Absolutely.
That's what I ask people to do. Think about the patients.
Thank you so much for your effort.
Thank you.
All right, and Montana's vote coming up on November 8th, Initiative 182, would explicitly allow for dispensaries. It would remove auditing of doctors who recommend for more than 25 patients, and it would add post-traumatic stress to the list of qualifying conditions for medical cannabis in Montana. Vote yes on 182. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with our High on Sports segment featuring former NFL player Boo Williams.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
The cannabis industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.
Get ready to hear something good about cannabis.
I give you Jasmine Huff.
Tell us a little bit about Jasmine. Give us the good news about how you've gotten to where you are today.
Like all good children, I rejected my parents' values and ran off to become a capitalist in New York City and did a lot of work with an organization called Women 2.0. Looking at the cannabis industry, I said, you know what? Here we have a brand new industry. It's going to be a $1 billion industry. And the rules of who leads this industry and who funds this industry haven't been written yet.
Good news, only on CannabisRadio.com.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
I am a round peg in a square hole.
Okay, maybe you're high too.
New beginner guitars and banjos are often constructed much better than ones built before your time. Why struggle? Get a new instrument or fix the old one. The trusted professionals at the Fingerboard Extension will evaluate your instrument for free. Repairs are priced for people who work for a living. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
Marijuana has long been defined as a banned substance for athletes in almost every field of competition. But as emerging research continues to show the health benefits of cannabis over traditional sports medicine, more athletes are calling for cannabis tolerance in this edition of High on Sports.
Today in the High on Sports segment, I want to take just a moment to pause and reflect on the latest police shooting that we've had to endure in this country, the shooting of Terrence Crutcher in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I bring this up partially because I'll be ranting about it in the next hour more fully, but partially to discuss the protest that's been going on in the NFL by Colin Kaepernick and others who are taking a knee during the national anthem. This has spread to some colleges and high schools as well, and even some coaches in those venues are getting involved. And it's a controversial stance. Kaepernick says he can't salute the anthem of a country that allows black people to continue, unarmed black people to continue to be killed by police with impunity. And it's a tough issue. We'll talk more about it in hour two. But just to go off into this interview with Boo Williams, former tight end for the New Orleans Saints, I wanted to play for you the Star Spangled Banner as performed by an electric guitarist at Boston Freedom Rally. Tokers and Tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. Radical Russ here, day two of the 27th annual Boston Freedom Rally. We're here backstage at the main stage with Boo Williams. Played, what was it, five, six seasons in the NFL?
I played six, man. Six with the New Orleans Saints.
Right on, New Orleans Saints. And you were up on stage emceeing, made a couple references to your NFL career and how the players now are recognizing cannabis as something that can be very beneficial for the head trauma. Give folks a little taste of what you're telling the folks.
Man, the thing is, with us athletes, we go through things that most people really don't understand what we go through. You know, we're all beat up and battered, and we just need a little bit of relief. We really don't want to take the pharmaceutical way, but the only way, you know, they force us to do is the pharmaceutical way. So we're looking for more holistic, you know, treatment, and cannabis is really the only way to go. Because if you look at it, you know, athletes are coming up every other day, we're being tested for marijuana. But what people really didn't know was only two sports that test for marijuana and publicly release your name is basketball and football.
Yeah.
But Major League Baseball and hockey and soccer, they don't expose your name or don't test for marijuana.
Wow, that's fantastic news that we get to get these other sports leagues example followed to the NFL and the NBA.
Yeah.
Be a good idea here. You know, it's always strikes me as funny. You know, we see these headlines of guys like Josh Gordon, you know, being sat out a season, gets reduced to 10 games. Von Miller, Super Bowl 50 MVP, had to sit out four or six games. What do you think of the NFL's attitude toward this, and when are they going to change?
Man, I think the NFL attitude towards athletes using cannabis is really in a negative way, because if they really look at it, we really use it to medicate. You know, we go home, we need it to stop all the fast thinking that's going on throughout our day. We want to be able to stop, slow down, and be able to process what's going on. And cannabis really helps us in that way, because we're usually going 100 miles per hour every day, and you're being taught to not think, only just react. So sometimes you need that little cannabis to help you sit back, think, analyze things, so you can be able to have a nice life.
So not just a painkiller or against concussions, but also the mental aspect
of
it.
The mental.
Being able to slow things down.
Yes, the mental aspect. And that's the thing that we want to do the most, is slow down so we can be able to soak things in, like this great cannabis freedom rally that we're
at.
You know, this is things that you soak up. And you go places like this, and you really, you look at things like this, and you say, man, wow, this is something that's special. But when you're playing professional sports, you're going so fast, you don't even get a chance to even enjoy things like this.
You know, people are getting more and more aware of the concussion issue and the CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Eugene Monroe from the Ravens just retired after 7 years and asked if he'd let his son play football. He's like, I don't know anymore. Do you worry about the future of football as people get more aware of this? And do you think cannabis could save football?
Man, you know what? I say the same thing. You know, I talk to Eugene on a daily basis. Me and him are great friends. And I say the same thing. I don't know if I'm going to let my son play. Because, you know, the game is way much different than when we played it. It's a lot much safer. But at the same time, you have kids that are bigger than me crashing into each other like cars.
Yeah.
So there's really no, in you know, really way to end all the injuries that go on. But the thing is, if we put our kids in some different sports like basketball, like golf, like baseball, some of these sports that are not contact sports, you know, we might be able to save some lives. And then just like my slogan says on my shirt, saving lives and changing minds.
Yeah, people got to realize that a Cam Newton or a Ben Roethlisberger quarterback size now is what offensive linemen used to be back in the day. So
yeah.
it's increased the speed and the size, the mass, the collisions. It's just a whole different sport. Do you think there's things the NFL can do? I mean, I hear some old school guys say go back to the leather helmets. What do you think of that?
Man, you know what? You cannot go back to the leather helmets. But you know what? I know some teams that are really taking this tactic, and they're running off with it. They're really bringing in rugby players to come and teach NFL guys how to tackle.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, rugby guys don't tackle with their head.
Hell no.
They tackle with their shoulders, and they're very good at it. So they're bringing in a lot of guys to show these guys a different way of tackling. But at the same time, when we're going at 100 miles per hour at opposite directions, you know, when we crash into each other, that's just something that just happens.
Boo Williams, you got Booberry Cares on your shirt here. Tell folks about Booberry.
Man, Booberry Cares is my new athletic CBD line. I'm coming out with the rub, I'm coming out with the vape pen and the oil, and I'm coming out with CBD water, flavored water. So this is, and it's also a brand that's heavily committed in the community. We're also on a tour right now. We're stopping in at the Freedom Rally, and I'm hosting, and this is kicking off the Booberry Cares tour. So from here, we're leaving to go into New York, and we're doing a lot of community service along the way. Children's hospitals, homeless shelters, and things of that nature.
It's Booberry, but bear spelled like a teddy bear, right? Boo, B-E-A-R-Y, and Booberry Cares. Is there a website, Facebook, that kind of stuff?
Yes, you can go to our Facebook page, or you can just type in on Google, you can type in Booberry Cares, and everything will come up right under that. I'm just really blessed to be in a position where I can be manufacturing my own products and having the first athletic line that's out. And I'm hoping that, you know, the things, you know, that we're doing rubs off on America and other people to where they can get out in the community, use that stage that you have, and change others' lives.
Boo Williams, thanks for speaking out and you know, trying to get some care to the players. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, oh man, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. I'm just having a great time at the rally, and like I said.
Well, there's Boo Williams, former New Orleans Saints, with his new sports cannabis line. And got to be at least the fourth athlete I've talked to now. Marvin Washington and Leslie Robinson and, of course, Cliff Robinson, all coming out with these different athletic cannabis lines, and couldn't be more excited about that. People are paying attention to all the celebrities jumping into this, and maybe they're missing all these sports heroes that are jumping into this. Could change people's minds a lot quicker. Well, folks, that's all the time we got for Hour 1, but stay tuned. Hour 2 is next. Toker Talk Radio. Phone lines are open at 650-LEGAL-MJ. That's 534-2565. For everyone here at CannabisRadio.com, I'm Radical Russ, live in Portland. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.